so there's not too many people who have an opportunity to bravely step forward and challenge those they know are wrong, who are acting disingenuously, that are just lying. You know, like, either Bush is deeply ignorant or handicapped, mentally handicapped, or he's just the wickedest evil thing I've ever known of myself, and I know a considerable amount about world history. There's nothing like George W. Bush. You know, when he used zero evidence, absolutely nothing, to allow you to form your own conclusions and told you if you disagreed with him, you'd be with the terrorists. That is evil personified. If there is such thing as an evil being personified within the being of one person, George Walker Bush is it. Because it's only stealing faith from God. It's not in God's interest that you persecute the innocent and close criminal investigations and let those who are responsible for committing crimes like mass murder walk away scot-free. Is that in God's interest? And yet think. Bush goes on and on about how he believes in Jesus, he believes in God. You think he really believes in God? He told us if the world should end, he'll be dead anyway. Who cares? What kind of God is that? What kind of God is that? Anyway, briefly on God, you know, if the strangeness of the order to chaos and my particular views on these matters is if you look at Revelations, if you just read some of the Bible, you'll see that we're living this struggle currently. It's this time, and this time is all time. The only divisions we have of this moment are those we construct ourselves. So in Revelations, it says, those who claim to be Jews are not Jews. They've stolen the religion from people to victimize the innocent against God's interest. God comes down and explains it to people. Now, don't let that freak you out, because it's a part of who you are too. It's why didn't you look at the Revelations? Well, where are you in the Bible? Like Jack Van Impe. He tells us quotes and quotes. He tells us he reads a book every day. Yeah, right. What kind of book is that? He can't be absorbing much information.
Well, he's also doing all these public relations.
Right, but he's... Right, he doesn't...
He's got a crew behind him doing that.
But he doesn't advocate raping children. He'll let those who rape children or indiscriminately slaughter people walk away. He's not going to voice any protections on behalf of God in that respect. And I don't want to push too much on him because he thinks genuinely what he's doing is correct, and he's just ignorant. And, you know, as long as he's not advocating the direct murder of innocent people, you know, to each his own, I guess, whatever, that's your religion. If that's how he thinks God is, he's got a lot to learn. But, you know, he's not directly asking Americans to further commit first-degree murder against those they only know to be innocent. But George Bush is. Canada's Hillier is. You know, O'Connor is. The evil Taliban. The guy, the head of, I've forgotten his name now, DeLupi or what? Fuck, I forget his strange name. But the guy, the head of NATO, this guy is our enemy.
Yeah.
You know, if you've heard him speak, he is a demon liar. You know, he'll tell you the Taliban did 9/11. We have to kill these innocent people because they did terrorist acts against innocent people in New York City. And there's nothing, there's no evidence to indicate that is so. But he'll murder how many people? How many hundreds of thousands? The Taliban is students, a person who's interested in learning. They were fighting for women's rights. You know, they're murdering men who are fighting to protect their communities, fighting for women's rights, and it opened up schools for girls. And that's what evil is. These Bushite terrorists. You know, like my accusers, I'm presently in a court proceeding, and my accusers want me to go to prison. They don't want me to speak. Because in their personal lives, with their wives, they look like total fucking enemies of our community. They don't look like police officers to their wives. They tell their wives how great it is to kill innocent people in Afghanistan. Supporting Bush is their motto. He told me, in fact, one of my accusers says, everything on the Usenet is bullshit anyway. Right? He doesn't have to deal with any of that. And yet this is my accuser who says I'm infringing on children's rights, and his allegations are fraudulent, like seriously fraudulent. And people go, well, he's just really working for you, John, when he told you that 22-year-old girl that you had a picture of was only 10. No, he does this. Their office, I've spoken to, there's another officer there who works in the same department who told me that's what they always do. This is how the system works. They get to steal everybody's computer equipment. They sell the computer equipment and pocket the cash for themselves. They have barbecues, you know, they decide what they're going to spend their cash on. Our stolen merchandise that they went ahead and sold, and each year they clear hundreds of thousands of dollars. This small group of guys who say they're defending children's rights, and I've asked in my motion, I said, show me how, where is the rights of a child being infringed upon? When my accusers support death squads against schoolgirls in Afghanistan, and I'm fighting to stop the proliferation of child pornography. I actually use reason and understanding and show anybody who's interested why these groups are failing our communities. They're not looking for who's responsible for so-called, you know, this is the part of the problem. But if there's genuinely illegal expressions transpiring, you want to find out where the expression's coming from. They don't want to do that. You know, there's no money there. So instead they'll say, oh, it's impossible to stop. It's everywhere. And so you obtain pornography, so a lot of human beings are interested in sexuality, and the image you've received is legal to accept. But when they get a hold of you in the court system, no, that 22-year-old's a 10-year-old, man. What are you going to do about it? And if they find only one image that they can successfully argue, to a crown who, the crown is aiding and abetting the crimes of first-degree murder. The crown involved in my case, who wants to see me serve major prison time, has spoken no words in defense of Canadian soldiers, has spoken no words in the defense of those fallen down dead as murder victims in New York City. She knows Bush did 9/11 because it's part of my motion and the evidence that I had to bring forward to form my defense. It's the FBI's conclusion that Bush's business partner funded Muhammad Atta, 9/11's alleged mastermind ringleader. That's the FBI's position. You know, and then again, you get back to the Bushite grunt. They're enemies of the FBI. They're enemies of justice in America because they don't want those truths spoken. Again, when you speak those truths to their wives look at their husbands and say, you're despicable. You don't even know what freedom is. If you didn't rape a child or indiscriminately slaughter innocent people, no, but you didn't kill Sattler when you could have. You knew Sattler ordered these crimes to take place. If you're a member of the 3rd Infantry, Buford Blount, who isn't even American, this guy is a Saudi Wahhabist who commands the 3rd Infantry. A Saudi Wahhabist fights to persecute Christians and Jews. He commands the 3rd Infantry, gave out 170 tons of plastic explosives for the insurgents to wipe out Marines. Way to go there, Buford. And nobody in the 3rd Infantry is man enough to not only kill him, but they don't even ask any questions. They don't care. They don't have the courage. They don't have the honor. A true patriot warrior is one who holds the American flag high and proud. These guys don't even know what the American flag is. In fact, I was just, we were talking earlier, me and my buddy here, Doss Wizard, you know, and, you know, if you think about it, this is 5 years ago, a lot of these soldiers are like 18, 19 years old. Or no, yeah, like 18 today. 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13 years old when 9/11 took place, and they're living in Bushville in Mississippi or something. I love Mississippi culture, but I know that because their school system is almost completely decimated, that many of the 13-year-olds can't read, can't write, can't even really much speak well for English. And that's their first language. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. How's it going? It's Johnny Wizard here. Gonna ask for your help. I'm gonna ask for you personally to help me out. Now, the difference here is, you know, you're not gonna get the whole world body politic making your decision. You're gonna have to make it on your own, man. And I'm gonna beg you for help. Okay? Now, I'm what they call the wise guy. Okay? I know a lot of things. Okay? It's like, you know, when they said, Saddam, prove that you don't have WMDs. You know, and people go, well, they're trying to prove a negative. The thing is people don't understand that. What that means is they, anthrax, for example, they burned it to less than ash. Now, if you burn it less than ash, how can you prove that it's there, gone? Okay? So Bushite enemy forces go against God as enemies of all life itself. By you putting your faith further in Bush as they're planning to go to war against Iran, unfortunately, they don't have power there. Iran's not powerful enough. They don't have men strong enough to speak for freedom. So as a consequence, are we going to let the demon enemies of life itself murder countless millions more? You know, they're asking them to prove they don't have a nuclear weapons program. While the IAEA states there's absolutely not a shred of evidence to indicate there is any truth whatsoever. You see? In Bush's allegations, there's no evidence. It's only in faith that he steals your right to live free. You know, if you accuse somebody of a criminal offense and you have no evidence, they're innocent. But see, Bushite, here in Winnipeg, we have CJOB, our city is a slum, and people want to speak out for our community, but they're forbidden. CJOB sends our children to die for Bush, and they won't allow you to know. The Taliban had a girls' school program. They don't want you to know that. They know it's true. But they don't get to kill your kids. They don't get to steal your money. They don't get to deprive yourself freedom and liberty. They get a thrill out of taking our money, knowing we're not being politically represented. Hey, there's no challenge to them stealing literally millions and millions of dollars off our street here in the poorest segment of Winnipeg into the pockets of themselves and those who run the lotteries, who get paid. It's a crown corporation, which means it's a corporation run by the government, but the people who work there get salaries that exceed that of the prime minister. They don't carry guns. This isn't the mob. You know, the mob would give you a better take, at least. You know, they're stealing 80 of, well, the highest numbers I've seen are 78% of wagered monies from the, and they hit more specifically the poorer with higher percentages. The poorer community you're living in, the harder these criminals will hit you. Now, why do they do that? Because they know you're not, if you speak for people who are poor, you're speaking for those who are depraved, who are so much better than all those homeless glue sniffers and those crack addicts. We're so much better than them. You know, and you see what these CJOB people are. It's much more evil, if you believe in evil. Right? They're going to kill your kids for Bush. They know. Jeff Currier, for example, talked to his call screener. Said, can you get one message to Jeff Currier? Sure, it'd be no problem. The Taliban had a girls' school program. Talk to Mozambique. I don't want to hear anymore about how successfully he can demonize
students in Afghanistan under the banner of Taliban by suggesting they weren't fighting to the death those who infringe on the rights of our children. You know, you look at the soldiers that are in Afghanistan today. Look at them. Look at them. They're 18, 19 years old. 5 years ago, they were 13. These are the stupidest, slowest segments of our societies. These are our stupidest kids who are terrified of this big universe that they know nothing of. They had no role models. All they know, through CJOB, the only radio station in the entire province of Manitoba that's allowed any free political discourse, in quotes free, indicates that they would be honorable by supporting the indiscriminate murder of innocent people. You know, they don't want to tell us these demon enemies are commanded by disciples of fuck. You gotta be the fucking Antichrist. Who's going to murder an entire village because they support the FBI? These grunts will. And they die. They die. Why? Your child. CJOB will kill your child. With their lies. Not accidentally, not in ignorance to go, I didn't know that. Purposefully to steal your life. Now, we have a situation in Iran right now. We don't have any world leaders capable of speaking in their defenses, apparently. Ahmadinejad, he's an awesome guy, but people don't know. He's the president of Iran. He has no political power there.
What? He's the president. He's absolute ruler there, isn't he?
No, he's got no power. You know, it's the Ayatollah that rules the place. And what's his position? Says he wants peace with Israel. Let's get, you know, a peace plan happening.
Well, we can't air that. That doesn't work with the scenario, does it?
Says nuclear weapons are an affront to humanity. Why would you want to kill millions and millions of people? Innocent! Like in Fallujah. CJOB's got no problem supporting that kind of behavior. They just won't tell you about it. You know, they'd order soldiers to murder children in around the age range of 10. That's what these soldiers would confess to you openly. That's what they do. Isn't that what a soldier's supposed to be? Supporting the murder of those who would dare speak in defense of the FBI? You know, I'm going through a court process. The Crown is aiding and abetting the crimes of first-degree mass murder. My judge, he says, I've had full opportunity to look at this evidence. That's what he said, and we haven't even heard the motion yet, and he's already cast his decision. And the truth of the matter, I haven't seen anything yet. These guys have been picking over this shit for almost 5 years. Truth will win in my matter if the public's granted the right to know how our authority is being exercised. CJOB doesn't want our community to know. Why? Because I support the arrest of those who truly committed mass murder. Thousands of Americans were murdered, don't you know? And the guy who financed that terrorist strike, he's walking away scot-free, unapprehended, because he's Bush's business partner. And CJOB would rather kill your kids than face those truths, those necessities to defend our freedoms, to defend our liberties, is to demand evidence as a requirement to convince ourselves of something. But no. Bush has said now he can arrest anybody he wishes without any evidence. Because it is in our authority he is granted such rights over us.
Jesus is just a refugee. Jesus is just a